818 Talk 1073 FM WBRP Mornings with Brian Haldane rolling right along. Every weekday from 9 to 11, you get the Moon Griffon Show right here on Talk 1073.
I spent a little time with the family. See them, saw them, them two grandbabies. I got twin grandbabies. They're 17 months, so everything is play, play, play. But I was accused by my wife of being a bigger kid than them. But I can't argue with them. I couldn't argue with them because I was having more fun than them. They just didn't know it. So it was all good. Got a chance to go to church. Thank the good Lord for another day and another year, and it was an awesome weekend. I love Easter.
Is 17 months old enough for Easter egg hunts?
Yes, they had a little Easter egg hunt, and we were assisted by a couple young ladies from next door.
Okay,
young girls, I think like 10 and 12, and with my bride and the mom and all that stuff. Yeah, they don't have to hide them much, but it's funny, they'll go hunt them down. They're little boys, man. They got a lot of energy, you know. So yeah, they had fun with that.
Gotta love that. All right. Well, it's back to business for today, for sure. You got Mike Johnson coming on the show today. That would be Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, not State Rep Mike Johnson, just for clarification purposes. The Speaker of the House has, man, he's got to do battle every single day, and I don't know that he's winning as many as he should be.
Yeah, it is tough because, like I told you before, with a lot of people elected in Louisiana, I've been friends with these people a lot, and the problem I got, Brian, is you know me enough to know I really don't have many friends behind the mic, and I believe you ought to call things like they are. Love Mike Johnson. I think he's a heck of a congressman. He's in a tough situation. I get it. Between you and me and the rest of the world, I've been in contact with him. He wanted to come on. He wanted to come talk to me. I don't understand how you can pass stuff, and if you speak in the House, you don't have to let it come forward. It's got a lot to do with the margin of Republicans leading the House.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot to do. You got Republicans in the House that ain't going to never vote right. And it also has a lot to do with an election year. I know that's what I'm going to hear a lot of today. But I want him to come talk to the good people in Louisiana. I mean, this guy's the Speaker of the House, third in charge, to become Commander-in-Chief. I don't understand why some of this stuff is not being blocked. You probably don't either. I'm about to let him come to explain it to us because I you know, it's like the old thing, you might can explain it to me, but you can't understand it for me. I'm having a problem understanding everything that's going on right now with this. And so we're going to let him come on. And of course, he's always welcome. He's been on the program 1,000 times, but this will be the first time he's been on since Speaker because I haven't bothered him at all. I did make some comments about him the other day, and all of a sudden I started getting texts and emails back from him. But like I said, he is a friend, but I don't want to be ugly, but I want to be firm in the fact that some of the stuff that's going on just looks bad.
Why? But we're seeing a little bit of history repeating itself here, Moon, because Kevin McCarthy had to go through all this as well, in that you do have the slim margin of majority. I mean, it's an unbelievably slim margin of majority. And when you say some Republicans don't vote the right way, that can actually mean two different things. It can mean those Republicans who step across the aisle far too often to team up with Democrats, but it can also mean the obstructionists in the party that want to see nothing but shutdown. So he's got to deal with battles on both flanks.
Yeah, and he does, and that's, I think you go ahead and say that. It's really tough when you only have a one vote margin. It's really tough when you don't have everybody on the same page.
Yeah,
and let's just be blunt. Democrats are always on the same page. It could be for the worst legislation ever. They're going to vote the same way. Republicans got more of an independent streak in them, and they always have. But I always say the Republican Party, they tend to do stupid things a lot of times, and it hurts.
No, we also have a problem on our side of the aisle with that independent streak. Moon, there is not a relationship in your life or mine that doesn't involve compromise. Whether you're talking about your wife, whether you're talking about coworkers, whether you're talking about just friends, neighbors, and the like, there's not a relationship in our lives that doesn't involve compromise. And yet, for some reason, when we elect officials to go to Washington, D.C. and speak on our behalf, we expect them to never compromise. There's a disconnect there for sure.
But, you know, Mike, the thing about it is, I mean, Mike Johnson.
Prepping. It's pregaming for Mike Johnson.
Yeah, Brian, that's a compliment for you to insult him or vice versa.
Yeah, I wish I was that smart.
I think you make a good point, but I'll just put a little concern. The problem with elected officials, this is my opinion on, is we've compromised too much. And you can't compromise everything. some things are not to be compromised. And I think in Louisiana, let's just shift a little bit. I think everybody's talking about bipartisanship. We don't want to be like Washington. Well, look at what compromise has gotten us for the last 70, 80 years. Yeah. Not too good. So I think there's times you have to stand up, and I think this happens in a marriage. There's been times me standing against my wife, and my wife standing against me on a certain issue because you felt strong about it. So you can't compromise everything. And there's certain things that you just can't compromise on. I mean, if you look at the bill that came out, and you start looking at all the spending that the media is bragging about, and I think you're going to agree with me on this, Brian, but if you disagree, that's why I love talking to you. So me and you agree and disagree, mm-hmm. It's okay because we talk about it.
Of course.
And what I mean by that is, so they're bragging about UL, LSU, or Southern University getting all this money, okay? But I thought we were worried about the budget, government shutdown. Well, if you're gonna spend more money to stop the government from shutting down, why we got to come up with new projects? And that's the part of the budget I'm trying to understand. I thought we had a problem. But spending more money doesn't fix a problem of spending too much money. Where I think some of that stuff can be compromised. But so I'm a little leery on the compromise stuff, brother, just in the fact some things can be compromised. We were going broke. Our bond rating for the country has gone down. People quit buying our debt. Then what's the compromise? Because at that point, we're going to be in big trouble. So I think the overspending has got to stop.
But yeah.
One party would never stop it, and the other party don't seem to want to stop it either.
Yeah, and I don't fully disagree with that. The bond rating going down is one thing, but jacking with the full faith and credit of the United States is, I mean, that's a dangerous, you know, nuclear weapon to throw around right there. And the likes of Marjorie Taylor Greene, or what's that haircut from Florida, Matt Gaetz, those two in particular, they're eager to just mess around with that button and say, I'm going to push the button. Like, we'll shut the whole thing down. We'll stop payments of all of it. Like, having that level of, I don't care, just shut it down. It's not healthy for the overall discussion. So, but I mean, you're not wrong. Like, the answer to it is not more spending. The answer to it isn't, you know, just a matter of, oh, well, we'll send some money back to your district as well, so now you've bought in to play ball too.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing, because when they brag and the media takes, oh, look at these new projects. Look at these new projects. And I'm going, but Brian, if I told you and said, Brian, I laid out my bills in front of you,
mm-hmm.
and I had three car notes and a house note and a camp note, two boat notes, and I say, Brian, what do you think I ought to do? You say, man, you're spending too much money. You got too much debt. You need to correct it. You wouldn't tell me, you know what, Moon? I think if you bought another brand new Ranger bass boat, you probably could fix it. You can't fix more debt. You can't fix debt problem with a lot more debt. And we seem to be doing that because everybody's living, we and all that. It's a big concern for me. It's not just in the state, which is the problem, but it's also at the federal government. And so I just don't know where all this collides and falls or breaks up. But if it does, you, me, and everybody sitting around looking around going, what just happened? The greatest country in the world. What just happened?
Yeah. But the flip side of that, though, is where we see wins, we need to take wins. For example, the bill that Kevin McCarthy was pushing through that cut more spending than any spending bill that we've seen over the last decade, and it was vilified because it wasn't enough. Well, we're at a point now where the enough is such a dramatic number, such a drastic number, that I don't think we can take back small incremental wins. And I know this is where you and I disagree, because I'm a big guy for first steps. You're not a big guy for small steps along the way.
Well, if there's a step and then another step and then another step and then another step, my problem is, better Louisiana.
Yeah.
We take a small step. We never take the second, third, fourth, or fifth.
Right.
So the small step is not going to accomplish anything. That's my frustration with it. I would agree with you, a step in the right direction, because we know the next one's coming, the next one's coming, and the next one's coming. It's those next ones that never come, Brian. That's my frustration when I hear those quote comments. I agree with you. But if you're taking one and one and another one, then, boy, you can get to where you need to get to. We just never take the second, third, fourth, and fifth.
Right.
That was, you know, that's my frustration with it.
100%. Well, what else you got on the show today?
I got that. I've got a little bit about the what they did with, you know, Biden and them making comments. And also about, you know, about Transgender Day. And I know they always do that. But, man, yesterday wasn't the day to jump up and down and do that. Also, you know, Jeff Landry pushing his constitutional convention. I've never been for him, and I'm not saying I'm for this one. a lot of lawmakers are wondering if it's too fast, too quick, too soon. And I think there's a big debate coming about this. So will they actually go to a Constitutional Convention? I'm not convinced that gets through yet.
This is a bit of a pivot. You've been, okay, so you, along with a number of senators, I've talked to a couple of them just off the record and whatnot, but the way this is being handled, there are some that are starting to say, we need to slow down and take a breath to make sure we're going to do this right.
Yeah, and it's just, Brian, we're talking about the Constitution. That's why I get frustrated with constitutional amendments. They always mostly pass. Most people voting for them never read them.
Yeah.
They never read them. And so my thing is, I don't understand some of the Constitution going into constitutional amendment. I'll vote no because I don't know what I'm voting on. And I've done that before. I said, man, I don't know what this is. I'm not going to just throw it in the Constitution.
Right.
And most people do the opposite. I don't know. They say vote for it. Let me vote for it. And don't even realize what you're voting for. So I just don't know where this is going yet. I know this is a quick push. I don't know if you can limit it. Nobody's explained to me, can you limit what you can call? So we'll see what happens. I know Jeff wants it, and I know some of the people want it, but like the Speaker of the House and the Senate President are both not against it, but they're not running out in front of it either.
He is Moon Griffon, coming your way a half an hour from right now. We always appreciate the time, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, Brian, always a pleasure. God bless, man. Thank you so
you
much.
You too. Moon Griffon, 9 to 11 right here on Talk 107.3 FM every single weekday. I was wondering if that was going to turn as things are evolving with the proposed constitutional convention. Are we going to start to see battle lines being drawn as to whether or not people are in favor of it? You're cutting the regular session short by a couple weeks, and then you've got just over a month and a half, close to 2 months, to get a new constitution out there. Oh, this is gonna be fun. We gotta get Bo Ye on to talk about it. Right now, we got a break for news. When we come back, let's focus on the city parish of East Baton Rouge. Dwight Hudson joins us next.